We're Alive is brought to you by
Ting, the mobile that makes sense. Are you tired of having to pay for minutes in a plan that you don't use? How about your data plan? What happens to all your unused bytes? If you only use your phone for texting and internet, then why pay for talk minutes? Ting keeps things simple. They don't make you pick a plan. Only pay for the services you want, and only pay for how much of that service you use. A typical bill with other providers is about half the cost on Ting. Want to see how much you would save? Try out their online savings calculator. Ting has no contracts, plans, early termination fees, or add-on charges for tethering. And if you're worried about coverage, Ting uses the nationwide Sprint network, so wherever you go, you're covered. And if you have a Sprint phone, it transfers right over. So try out Ting today, and if you go to alive.ting.com, you can get $25 off a new device, or you can get a $25 service credit to your account. That's alive.ting.com to start today.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 43. The Darkness Ahead. Part 1 of 3.
Here's some fresh ice. Hopefully that'll keep the swelling down.
Thanks.
Just lay back, all right? Here's your little DVD player. You need help with the headsets?
Nah, I got it. Oh, you know what? Can you fluff my pillow?
We all done with Kelly?
I think so.
I'll call you back later and we can go over the notes, okay?
No problem. Bye.
What are you thinking?
About the jail?
What should we do about it?
Well, if there's more of those big ones in there, I don't know if we can or should do anything.
But Puck said he saw Roberts there, which means he can still use them to...
Yeah, I'm thinking that might not be an issue. He only saw ink on the outside. And don't forget, Puck said he heard the gate shut in the jail after he got out.
Why would that matter?
I don't know if you remember, but one of Angel's journals talked about how the bigger ones didn't play nice with the others. If they all came from jail, solitary at that, then their temperament makes perfect sense. All the others seem to follow Roberts without question. Maybe the ones still in there don't. And if that's true, then I think we know why he would go back to lock them inside.
Well, would a few bars really matter for one of those things? Something that big can still get out. I mean, we've seen them go through walls.
Puck said they were starving, and it was pitch black in there. Maybe they're too weak, and or they can't find their way out. Probably not the smartest bunch.
So what should we do?
Oh, I can't believe I'm saying this. But do the same as Roberts. Stay away from there. And hope they don't get out. Let them deal with each other.
But if he made those things the way they are, he'd have to have some reason. Would he really just leave them there to die?
Well, those big ones were just the start, his first experiment. I think he found out what worked, what didn't, and moved on. I have a feeling his second try was much better.
The numbered ones.
Faster, more aggressive, still strong, but above all, controllable. Not to mention, they aren't dying off from tumors or cancer. Somehow, he figured out a better way. Oh, I still have more holes to fill. But I'm guessing if he created those big ones at the jail, then there's someplace else still out there where he made the others.
Yeah, and we have no idea where.
I think wherever it is, we'd see something similar to what he did at the jail. Track what he's doing. Individualize it. That's why each one has a number now.
What about Kane Hospital? The mental ward. We found broken doors, needles.
Maybe, for some of it. If there were any patients left behind, they'd be far more manageable than anyone from the prison. But there weren't enough patients there for as many little ones as we've seen. Well, might have just been more of what we saw from the jail. So he worked at Radon Labs.
Well, the numbered ones couldn't have been from Radon. That one who grabbed the bag, he was coming from there, not to there.
Could have been from the arena. No one got to explore that place entirely.
Yeah, and with most of it collapsed, we won't get a chance to.
Are there any parts still standing?
Yeah, but we set up our spotter cameras around it. Not one of them goes near there anymore.
I hate to say it, but I think Ink may have someplace new. And as much as Puck's information might have helped fill in the blanks, well, I don't know if we can do anything now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, I'll talk with Kelly and fill her in, but with Puck and Lizzie needing me, I don't know how much attention I can give this stuff right now.
Yeah, and we'll need to focus on other things now.
How long have you been listening?
What? I never left. Oh, you're coming up.
Why are you whispering? Puck's still awake.
Well, not Bert.
I'm gonna stay in there with Puck for a little while longer.
It's all right. I have a feeling CG and I need to talk.
Good. I was about to say the same thing. Would you mind grabbing my binder?
Sure.
Just one sec. Lester, change the radio encryption key. We lost one at the jail.
Not a problem. I'll get on it.
Get the message out to everyone and take inventory to confirm it's gone.
Are you going to chastise me for letting them go to the jail?
Would it do any good?
No.
Then why do it? We have enough to deal with right now. Most of the soldiers are gone, including our most trained pilot. We're down to one usable gun truck and no maintenance team.
Hey, Datu's still working. Give him a little credit.
How did things go at the pump today? Before all of this, do you really think he can fix it?
I don't know.
Okay. And we just learned that there's a bunch of those big ones just waiting to get loose.
Well, you heard Tanya. Those things may not be an issue.
They still know where we are, and with the water problem, gas, and everything, then we don't have any other choice.
So what now?
Michael, I respect you enough to include you in this conversation. So, please don't judge it before you even hear what I have to say, okay? I made a backup plan. In the scenario that we'd ever have to dismantle the colony. This chart shows the minimum amount of food, water, and fuel each group would need in order to have enough time to travel and set up defendable living spaces of their own. I've mapped out the locations for each, away from major urban areas and near renewable water resources. And enough space to realistically farm food to survive. Your girlfriend helped me make a guide to send with each.
You can't run from this. I told you that. How far do we go before?
What other options do we have? I really don't want to do this. We tried it your way and mine. No matter what happens, we stay here and we're just dying slowly. It may not seem like that with what we have right now. But just look. Water demand will eventually exceed supply. There you go. I told you this before.
Wait. Ho-ho, I thought you said we don't have enough fuel to send everyone out.
We don't. That's why we have to split everyone into groups. Hope we scavenge enough diesel by the time the last set leaves. And hope we get lucky. Best case scenario, we get the water mill working tomorrow, cancel the plans, and stay. Or we do nothing and wait it out. And watch people fight over the last drop of drinkable water. There comes a point where everything falls apart. But I like to control where the pieces land.
Hey, we just lost so many people. Do we have to do this now? And how do you know anyone at the colony would want to leave?
This is the only time. Right now, people are talking. They're getting scared. Ever since Datu was attacked, they've known what was going on. And now, with what happened to the other soldiers, they understand the threat is here. We either channel them into something productive or lose them altogether. There's no reason not to start this now if we can just as easily stop it later. I don't know. Maybe one day we can pick up where we left off. Here, or wherever.
So, just start over. Somewhere else.
Somewhere, yeah. Where those things and the prisoners don't know where we are. Hey, how do you think I feel? Look at me. I can barely live behind these walls with one leg. What will I be able to do out there? I don't benefit from this. It's not about me, it's about everyone else, making sure as many survive as possible. The smaller and more spread out we make ourselves, the more of a chance this has in working.
Well, how many groups?
7. I did my best to organize everyone by their relationships and strengths. If they want to trade spots or whatever, that's their choice.
Well, wait, where am I?
Figured you wouldn't want any part of this, so I left you and your friends off the list. Am I right?
I'm done running away.
I know. I was thinking you could ask Saul to move you guys up to Dunbar after all this. It'll be easier to manage with fewer people, as you already know, and I doubt you can leave at all before Lizzie gives birth. She can't really go anywhere in her condition. But while Scratch and the other prisoners may not know where Dunbar is, Ink has been there before.
Yeah, I remember.
Clean slate. Somewhere new. Might be the best for everyone.
So, what do you need me to do?
What do you want to do? I can handle the loadouts here and might need a bit of help, but I didn't really fit you into all of this.
I guess we'll keep going on the mill. Give that a shot.
Okay. You can do that, but I won't have anyone extra to support you there. No spare gun trucks either.
I know. Anything we do now, it's not without risks.
All right. So, the first group. I was thinking about airlifting them to Lake Matthews. I know the Pelican doesn't have a lot of fuel left, but it'd be safer. You think that's a good idea? We'll need pegs to fly them out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that may be the best way to make sure people aren't followed. Listen, I got a lot to think about, and Datu's waiting, so...
Yeah. I better get moving, too. Thank you.
No. No, thank you. I don't think I've said that enough. Listen, after this is done, if you can't figure out a place to go, you know, maybe you could stay with us at Dunbar.
I appreciate that, but I... don't know if that's the best idea.
Well, the offer's on the table.
I'll think about it.
Someone's coming.
Relax. It's just Saul. Hey, hombre.
Hey, bud.
Saul.
Hey, Datu. How you feeling?
Okay, I guess.
Michael's still in there?
Yeah, I think he's still talking with Puck.
Oh, man.
Can I talk to you for a sec?
Oh, yeah, sure. So... Puck, he's gonna make it?
Looks like it.
But the other three? They didn't, huh?
Hey, that wasn't your fault, man.
I don't know how it's not. I told him about that place, man. If I had gone, then maybe...
Things would have ended up the same. You might not be here right now. No one knew that shit was there, especially you. Got it? And those guys were trained, and they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I guess.
Didn't matter what they did. There's some things you just can't do anything about. And that got me thinking. What if something happened to me?
It won't.
What if it did? What happens to Lizzie? And the baby? I mean, look at that too. That could have been any of us.
Oh, no. Look, I know where you're going with this. And you don't need to go there.
You're the only person I trust here. And if something happens to me or her, then I would want you to be there.
But nothing's gonna happen to you.
You don't know that. No one can. I just want to know my son's taken care of. You need time to think about it?
Of course not. Look, I just don't like that we're even having this conversation. Look, I would have done it anyway. You didn't need to ask.
No, I did. For me.
So what happens next? What do they decide in there?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out soon enough.
By the time I got to it, the Pelican hadn't even been turned on for over a month. The last time we started it, Muldoon and I just let the rotor spin for a few minutes to keep it going and make sure everything was maintained. He and Robbins made sure the leak was properly patched months ago, but still, without him as a safety net, the whole process scared me. And everyone was relying on me again. And I didn't really feel like I was in a position to say no.
Ow, damn it. Is she ready?
What are you wearing?
Oh, the leg thing. Thought I'd try using it again. I hate it. It hurts.
Well, it doesn't look like it's the right size.
Max said this was the closest they had at the prosthetics place.
Yeah, I think it's too short.
The whole thing's wrong. My knee is not supposed to be at this height.
Well, let me see. Maybe there's a way to fix it.
Just forget it. It doesn't matter right now. What about the helicopter? Is it ready?
Yeah, just about. I was just going through the checklist Muldoon made me.
Someone's on their way to drop off one of those big generators to load up. I wanted to make sure you are okay. You okay?
Yes. Yeah, I can do this.
Good. We'll take the next group on the helicopter. The first one's leaving shortly to drive south to the other location.
We? Oh, you're coming.
CJ! Planning to. I'll fly out with you, make sure they get settled in, find out any potential issues, you know, those sorts of things. Maybe later fly out to the location where the others will be driving
CJ.
To
CJ!
Oh, Tanya.
Not now, pigs.
What?
They're taking too much.
What are you talking about?
They're taking stuff from the hospital.
Well, what did you expect?
What about Puck?
It was my understanding that everyone's leaving, so you won't need to heal what's not here. Keep what you'll use for him, but the groups leaving will need medical supplies.
But I was planning on having Lizzie come here for the delivery. I don't have a lot at Dunbar or the right equipment.
Didn't you talk to Michael? Here, let me get him. Michael, Tanya's concerned about what we're taking from the medical supplies for the teams heading out.
Let me talk to her.
They're taking a lot with them.
I won't have much left.
Well, what did you expect?
I didn't think they'd strip the place. They're even taking some of the surgical stuff.
Well, can we replace it, whatever we need?
It's taken me a while to get that place the way I want. Some of this stuff is getting scarce.
But can we find more? You'll have a lot less people to worry about now, remember.
I guess we could, but we'd need to get on it soon.
Okay, Kelly, did you get that?
Yeah, I'll check out the map, see if there's any place we haven't scavenged.
All right. See, we're on it.
CJ just said we can keep some emergency supplies here until we can replace them.
Good, tell her thanks. How's Puck doing?
Oh, he's fine. But I have to get moving and pack up what I need to take with me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, we got a truck pulling up. It's one of the colonies.
Who is it?
I didn't call anyone.
Hey, I was told you might need a hand.
What?
I thought you were in group one.
Kidding me? You know how long I spent setting up my shop and how long I spent restocking it after the prisoners? I'm not about to leave it.
Hey, but everyone's gone.
Not if this thing works, they're not. Now what the hell's the problem?
Here, I can show you.
So, hey, any chance you make me one of those Matic guns I keep hearing about?
Maybe. Once we get more parts. I don't have enough for another one right now.
Hey, we got a new volunteer.
Oh? Pete showed up?
Yeah.
He's one of the few that chose to stay behind.
Is Peg's good? She's got the helicopter covered?
She's fine. You'd be surprised by what she can handle.
No, I wouldn't.
Hey!
Oh, look, Pete brought someone with him.
Hope! Datu!
Whoa, wait, hold up.
It's okay, I know I can't get close.
They know the deal. Just let them talk.
Yeah, sorry, never mind.
Come on.
Michael, what did my mom need me to track down?
Some medical equipment replacement. Some specifically for the baby, like a sonogram machine or something. She's making a list now and we'll upload it to you.
Kel has a few places marked for me to check out.
Are you going alone?
No. Bert and Riley are going to go with me to gather it up and head out from there.
They're leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, here. He wants to talk to you.
Hey, Michael. You know, with everybody, splitting up, I thought it might be a good time to check out, too.
Are you sure?
Yeah, thought it over. Still, yeah.
And I guess you finally believe us that the radio's secure.
Well, we'll have to trust it. That is, if we want to be better about keeping in touch, but I'm leaving it on a different channel for us, so, we don't need to hear you squawking on and on.
Yeah, I think everyone would appreciate that. And thanks for the extra ammo. We're sending it with the groups heading out.
Well, that's gonna go to good use. I got one other thing to give you, though.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm giving Kelly an address. You can go to it, and in the backyard, you'll find a tanker. Hidden under a tarp. It's filled with diesel and still mixed and good. That should help out.
Wait, what?
It's all yours. It's only like a quarter full, but, it might give you some time.
Wow, seriously? What's the address? I can send my scavenging team out there right now.
I don't want to say it over this thing. I don't trust it that much.
Hey. Have them go to a landline at one of the safe houses. I can give them the address there.
Heading to one now. I'll call once I'm inside. Thanks, Bert. This helps a lot.
Well, maybe now you know what we're doing out here isn't pointless. And, I'm sorry.
Thanks, Bert.
All right, well, we're headed out. Hey, is Datu there, Michael? You, mind putting him on?
Yeah. Bert?
Hey there, buddy. You hanging in there?
That's what you're going to say to him? Move over.
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Datu, it's Riley.
Yeah, not that easy, huh?
What can you say?
Hi, Riley.
Here, give that to me. Hey, listen, we gotta get headed out, and I just wanted to say bye. I mean, you know what I mean, right? I mean, don't you?
What he's saying is that we love you, okay? You know we do. Just know that, okay? That we love you.
I love you too.
Well, bye. For now.
You're still gonna have your radio out there, right? You can call whenever you want.
Well, this'll be easier. I don't know how much we can keep it on out there.
Did I hear you? You're leaving again?
Well, we think it's best to get moving now. We got our own stash of food and water in our own place. We don't need to run you low.
I don't care about that.
Then what do you care about?
Why can't you stay?
Easy to forget, but she's still out there.
You can't just let her go. Scratch is not coming back.
Then we have to find her.
Well, I keep telling you, she's not done with us. Not as long as Pegs is still around.
You really think she's not over that by now?
I have one good reason to think she's not. Let me point to it. Oh, wait. It's my finger.
He's right about that, at least.
You too?
I was there with her. That look on her face. She will never give up.
She's just biding her time. Waiting. It's all she can do for right now.
And why we have to get to her first.
I just don't understand why you can't do all that from here.
That's more dangerous for you.
I'd hate to be the one accidentally showing her where this place is.
I guess.
I'd hate to think what would happen if she were able to sneak up on us. A lot of people are leaving now. We don't have strength in numbers anymore.
You know what? Thanks. I really needed that flashed in my face. Can't I just live out here with my blonde bombshell and my boy? Is that really too much to ask?
We ain't there yet, but one day, maybe. In the meantime, we need to get moving. You know, find that stuff for Tanya, stuff she needs.
Oh yeah, here's the list. Let me print it. These are either medium or large size hospitals and clinics. We just need to see if they're even viable. Many of them were already looted or trashed in the outbreak.
I know the one near my place was. Everyone poured in there right after the outbreak hit.
Well, you can scratch. I mean, cross off that one and that one. We've been there. Those aren't options.
Hey, I'm sorry for what I said before. If it came across as
It's okay.
I really care about you, you know that. I'd stay if I could.
I know.
And honestly, I don't want to miss him, Nicholas, right?
Saw Junior.
He'll be here when you get back.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, well, I guess, bye. Should I, shake your hand or something?
Just give me a hug.
Well, I just didn't want to hurt you, that's all.
I'm not that fragile.
All right, come here, kid.
Bye.
Be back soon, Blondie.
Stay safe.
Always am.
We have Group 1 heading out now in truck.
Roger that. Good luck. We'll be in contact if our water situation changes.
Anything?
Nothing. Still. Stupid thing doesn't work. Without their codes, I won't be able to hear a damn thing.
Make it work. I know they're talking.
Would you get down? Please. The last thing we'd want is someone to see you from on top of their walls.
Oh, there is no way they can.
We should head back before they see us. What happens
if... They won't. Something's going on in there. Lots of motion. They're distracted.
I'm just going to shut this off. Wasting the battery.
Wait! I see something. Bunch of trucks, heading out the gate.
The soldiers again?
No, not this time. Couple cars deep. Oh, they are loaded with shit.
Is she in there? Please tell me she's in one of them.
I can't see! Damn!
I just want this to be done.
They're moving out. All right, back to the truck. And trust me, it'll all be over soon.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason,
Otto Sterk,
Nate Gies,
Shirley Jordan,
Brett Newton,
Jay Olegario,
Constance Parn, Graham Bechtel, Tammy Klein, Scott Marvin, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jenna McCombie, Jane Lehach, Greg Miller, Nick Tocelli, and David Pevsner. I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producers, Blair Wayland and Grayson Stone.
Zinterns, Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean.
Assistant director, Elisa Elliott.
Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland. Music selections and intro by Brother Dan. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Wayland production.